Welcome back to the third and final segment of Meet the Community here this morning, here with the Audrain County Attorney, Lou Leonati, also with the Presiding Commissioner of Audrain County, Alan Winders. And we've covered a lot of ground here this morning. I think one thing that we need to talk about is where are we headed to in the future for the hospital? I know that there was a bright spot, and a lot of hopes were up there again whenever the county, City of Mexico, Audrain County Health Department signs an NDA with Boone Health out of Columbia, and to potentially open a hospital here. We've heard that from their CEO. Can you bring us up to date as to kind of how those negotiations are coming along, Alan?
Yeah, certainly. First, I would like to say how they came. I'd like to make sure people understand how they came about.
Please.
When Ziva shuttered the building for the second or third time, they didn't do it three times, but the building was shuttered for the second or third time. The Governmental Health Committee, which had previously done the Forvis study, which consists of the Audrain County Health Department, their director, Craig Brace, City of Mexico, economic developer, Amy O'Brien, City Manager, Bruce Slagle, and the County Commission, right, that comprises that Governmental Health Committee group, got together and said, we got to make a change. Something has to change, and we need to go to the market and figure out what we need to do and how we need to do it. So we went to people that are to known entities in Missouri that provide health care and said, what do we need to do? Where are we? What do we need to do to interest you? What is it about to learn about our community, to learn about the market, and to learn about their interests? So we dug into that, we got in a car, we went and did the work. And as a result of that, Boone expresses interest. And as part of those discussions, that's when we held the event where the NDA was signed. So that's how it came about. Now, where's it going? Boone is doing their due diligence. I'm very happy to report that they are, that in my mind, they are serious about the investigations that they're doing. They're going to be meeting with people in the community to make sure that the services they provide, that they would provide, are services that we want. They're looking for a sustainable model, which is exactly what we want. I'm very excited about the possibility. There is, in my mind, and I think in the mind of the commission, no more important thing that we need to do in Audrain County or in Mexico, Missouri, than get a hospital. There's so many things that are the demand for which are pent up behind solving that problem. A lot of good things on the horizon, but we got to get past this. So we're excited about it. We know that I absolutely believe that Boone is serious, and yet no ground is broken, right? So we are still in the investigative stage.
Very nice. I think we'll wrap things up with Lou here. As far as from a legal standpoint, what are the next things to look for, and when do you think maybe this whole thing gets wrapped up, if you can estimate that?
Wow. Well, the first thing that the bank has to do, they have to get a title report to show all the liens on the property. So, for instance, if there's somebody's gotten a judgment, that's a lien on the property. Okay. What has priority is the mortgage, which the bank holds, and the unpaid taxes. If there's a foreclosure sale, somebody buys at the foreclosure sale, that will cut off most of the liens from the real estate, make the real estate free, except the mortgage would have to be paid, and something would have to be worked out with regard to the taxes. I think it'll probably, then you have to mail a notice of the foreclosure sale to each of the lien holders. And then you have to run a published notice in a newspaper in the county, So it'd be either in Mexico or Vandalia. Once a week for 4 weeks, so there's 28 days, and then you have to have the sale within 7 days of the last publication. So, Matt, I think you're looking at 60 days easy. And at the same time, frankly, it wouldn't surprise me if we got a call from the mediator and said, hey, there's another proposal that somebody wants to make to see if this thing can get worked out. I mean, the last discussion we had was on May the 1st. Okay. So it's a moving target, but yet there will be a drop-dead date, for lack of a better term. Okay. I frankly have been in contact with the attorney for the employees who haven't been paid, assured him of the commission's willingness to work with them. There also has been some contact with some other people. And it's just been, it's frustrating for everybody.
It is.
It's frustration, all caps, bold, underlined.
There's no doubt about it. And I know I'm putting you on the spot whenever I say, can you summarize or estimate when all of this may be over? But I think, you know, and either one of you gentlemen can answer this question, because this is on the top of people's minds right now. When do we think a hospital could be opened? Is there any time frame on that, any estimation, or is it just too soon to speculate on any of that?
It's too soon to speculate, except that assuming that that Boone or some other entity constructs a new hospital, it's 3 years. Mm-hmm. It's 3 years. And it's probably the perfect time to differentiate between a building and a hospital. Thanks to, in my opinion, the model of investor-owned hospitals, we don't have a hospital. We've got a building down here. We've got a building down here that the community is going to have to deal with one way or another. That's not to say it couldn't be a hospital at some point, but today it's not. Today it's a building. Our focus, as much time and energy as it takes dealing with the mess that's been created by these investor types, our focus has to be where our hope is, which is getting a hospital built in Audrain County, Missouri. We'll deal with the rest of these things, and we'll deal with them as best we can to take care of the people of this county. But our focus has to be where our hope is.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, Lou, you want to say one more thing?
I was just going to say that, you know, to be fair, we know that the facilities have been repaired, that you could go down, walk through them, see the repairs, etc. That was part of the bankruptcy plan. That was done. So there's a complement there. At the same time, when they laid everybody off, it just was such a blow. I mean, you started putting exclamation points behind the word frustration. And that's what's got, and, you know, and you understand it and you empathize with it, but empathy is good, but you still got to have a plan. And the three government entities have formed what they call a healthcare coalition. Alan said they've gone and looked at micro hospitals, they've talked with other people, they hired a really respected consultant to say, hey, this is what the community can support. So all of that groundwork, what I would call due diligence, has been done. And that, to me, is what is hopeful. It's there now. We know what we can do. We know what we can support. We know what the facility should look like. And that's all been done, frankly, quietly, behind the scenes, getting it done until they were ready to bring it forward. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to thank you guys for sitting down and keeping us updated on the hospital situation, and hope for the best in the future.
Matt, we really appreciate the opportunity. this is has been a long and convoluted road, and I know people are interested in it, and it's so much of it is really hard to explain. So we appreciate the opportunity to be on the program and get the word out. It's really difficult to do, so thank you very much.
Absolutely. Lou Leonati, Alan Winders, our guest this week on Meet the Community. You can tune in for another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.